Hey, Gabbers, it's Christine.
This is Alyssa Madison.
Welcome to today's episode. So, Alyssa, what you been up to this week?
Just working and trying to get settled in on this new adventure that I'm going on starting. So that's about it. That's my week so far. I did have a little funny this week, though. Let me tell you.
What happened?
I went out on last Sunday to a bar with some friends of mine, and it was like, we're going to have one drink. Just one drink, that's it. No more, no less. So one drink turned into three drinks.
And then you hit the floor?
So I woke up, and I was like, I had to be to work Monday morning, and I was like, okay, well, let me see how I'm going to do this. So I called my doctor, and I was like, I have this bad headache. I was like, I really have this headache. I said, I haven't had a headache like this in forever. So what am I to do? So he was like, well, what you been doing? I said, well, I did get drunk. And he was like, okay,
like,
well, that's
hold up.
He was like, okay, well, hold up. That's going to do it. That is going to be the reason. So we need to make, he said, we need to pick our battles. Either we're going to drink, we're going to have coffee, what are we going to do? So I was like, that's a hard battle to pick because I like them both.
Right.
So now, I'm going to have to give up one thing that I don't want to give up.
You could do moderation.
Yeah, but the drinking is in moderation. So I'm going to only drink coffee on Mondays.
Okay.
Monday is my coffee day, and the rest of the week, I'm done.
Well, what about the alcoholic beverages?
Huh?
Are you giving up the alcoholic beverages, or that's going to be out of moderation?
That's going to be in moderation, because I don't really drink like that all the time. Like, it's not a big old, it's not a big necessity that I drink.
Right.
I like to drink, but I only drink in moderation. So now I'm going to drink only at social gatherings, and it's only going to be one drink. So I don't know how that's going to play out, but I have to do it to not have these headaches.
Absolutely.
That headache was excruciating.
And you know, sometimes we still want to have fun and feel like we're normal. And you know, when you're out there having fun, you just kind of forget. And it's like, oh, one drink turns into two, and two turns into three. You know, I never knew.
And a shot.
And a shot. Oh, yeah. Well, once you start mixing those shots, that's it. Game over. When I was in Colorado, I didn't know that. So any of y'all that travel to Colorado or high altitudes, there is like a 2-drink minimum when you're not used to those altitudes, because it's like having extra alcohol in your system. Someone should have told me that. So I'm telling you that in case you travel there, that 2 drinks is going to be like you're actually drinking 4 drinks if you're not used to that altitude. So, yeah.
Right.
What else is happening?
So that's the thing I've been getting in. That's the thing I got into last Sunday. But this Sunday, I was actually at work. So it was just another Sunday.
Another Sunday at work. Well, you know, I always have Genevieve stories, and this is my daughter. If she knew, like, I was telling her story, she would die. And when she was younger, where I worked, I always told Genevieve stories because she would come up with some stuff. So my story is, remember last episode, I told you that always when she was growing up would say, as she left the house, don't get sex trafficked. Don't get sex trafficked. Yep. I must have told her that a whole hell of a lot, because she calls me the other night and she says she was going out with her friends. And so she decided that she was going to stop at a gas station. And she was kind of like in a rough neighborhood, mm-hmm. whatever. But she still, you know, kids, her tank was on E probably. And she decided to mm-hmm. stop and get gas. Well, my child, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, locks her keys and her purse in her car and the cell phone in the car, and can't get into her vehicle, and she's freaking out, panicking, runs into the store. The cashier doesn't speak English, doesn't know what the hell she's saying, and all she's screaming and worried about is she's going to get sex trafficked in this neighborhood. Sex trafficked in the neighborhood. So some guy walks up and he's like, honey, calm down, calm down. What's wrong? What's wrong? And she's like, I locked my keys, my purse, my phone in the car. She doesn't know what to do. And so he goes, I got you, babe. I got you. I know what we can do. Let me just walk around the corner. I'm going to go get some tools for my house and I'll come back. So he comes back and he winds up helping her break into her own vehicle. And at that point, she's able to get her phone. And as she's getting her phone, she notices like all of these phone calls from her friends who are now worried about her. One of them is driving down the street, boo-hoo crying, because guess what? They thought she got sex trafficked. And she was only gone a half an hour. Oh. A half an hour. So, yep, she was devastated. And she says, Mom, I thought I was a goner. I thought I was going to get sex trafficked. And I said, well, what did you learn out of this? And she said, well, I didn't get sex trafficked. I learned that now I know how to break into my car. And she goes, and I bought the guy some beer. So... there you have it. That's my Genevieve story.
Well, sex trafficking, I understand that, because on my way to work yesterday, the Uber driver took the wrong turn, and I thought about you. I said, am I getting sex trafficked?
God, you're probably like, let me call Christine. Let me text her. Just ping me. Next time, ping me your location on your cell phone. Ping it to me.
I was like, but they're gonna throw me back. They're gonna, because once they see me, they're gonna be like, that.
Once
I go to whining and crying, they're gonna give me back.
On a serious note, you know, on a serious note though, have you ever done that? Have you ever been worried in an Uber and actually pinged your location to somebody because you were like, wait up, this person is kind of.
I actually pin my locations when I go on dates. Like with guys that I just met or something, and we've been just talking on the phone for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and then we go on a date. I'm gonna pin somebody in my location, because I don't know, this might be a serial killer.
Right, absolutely.
And I need for you to know where I was at the whole time. I pin my dates. I pin, like, if I go to someone's house for the very first time, male or female, I will pin somebody where I'm going, because you never know what's gonna happen.
Never know.
On a safety note, it's a good thing to do.
Yes.
That's a good thing to do, to pin somebody and let them know where you are, because it's not just about being sex trafficked.
Right.
It's just about safety. Because
you might get murdered.
What have going on in their world.
They might put you in a body bag. I don't know. Put you in the trunk.
You know, they might even try to do an Silence of the Lamb. They might
try
to pin and make a female body.
You know, true story. I'm just remembering this because it is a true story. When we were in Boulder, our last trip there before COVID, everything's before COVID, you know, one of our last trips to Boulder, it was my sister, her partner and I. And so it was at nighttime and we actually got into a Lyft. It was a Lyft. And all three of us were kind of like, what the hell, thinking the same thing. When we got in the Lyft, this jackass literally had lights in the car, like Christmas lights. He had red, like, not twile, like chiffon wrapped in his car. He had ropes. He had games. And then he wants to pass his candy, like gummy candy. I'm like, I just want to get the shit home. I don't want your gummy candy. My sister's partner was about to drink the water. Don't drink the fucking water. Don't drink the water. He probably has that shit laced. You never drink the water in the Uber or a Lyft. Never. Never. Don't you watch true crime?
It sounded like he was on an episode of Sexy Cab Confessions.
Right. I don't know what was going down. And then he had games, like, all in those sheet protectors. And they were, like, kind of hooked together on his seat. And he's like, don't y'all want to play my games? No, I don't want to play your games. what the hell do you think this is? So, yeah, always, that was the weirdest lift I ever got in, though. And that was kind of some craziness. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, Gabbers, have you ever heard of green light therapy? Well, let me tell you, NPR did an article on it a few years back and how it can help migraine sufferers decrease their migraine days. Who doesn't want that? You know, I was not a migraine sufferer when I heard of this article, but now I am. And I started using it way back then. But recently I found Norb Lighting and it has been a game changer for me. This is something that you need as part of your migraine toolkit. It has a special non-flicker light bulb, which that is great because sometimes those flickers can actually increase your migraine pain. It's non-invasive, so not another medication. It's, you know, inexpensive. And most of all, it's mood enhancing, which that is great for me. And it also increases some of your natural painkillers. So if you want to get 10% off, you can use my code, which is GBGHJ, and just go to www.norblighting.com.
All right, Alyssa. So this week we are talking about when insurance companies stop covering the cost of your meds and they're freaking working for us, but yet insurance companies just stop.
So with that being said, I think that's a travesty because we pay them every week, no matter how you get paid, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, 3 months in advance, it doesn't matter. They will get their money. And they don't, we cannot not say, no, we don't want the insurance. We can't say, well, I didn't use it this week, so I'm not paying for it. No, it doesn't work like that. But the thing that makes us horribly mad with insurance companies is because when they decide that this medication is not going to be paid for, they can just cut you off and you have no resources or anything. And then the funny part, they don't tell you when they're cutting you off. They just do it.
Right. So that's going to be our topic today. But before we go any further, have you watched any great movies or read any books that you want to share with us?
No, I haven't watched any great movies, but I did catch up on Coming to America this weekend that passed. So when Coming to America Part 2 comes out on Saturday, I can know what's going down in Zamunda. So ooh. I can't wait. Can't wait for Coming to America to come out. What about you?
I actually didn't know that there was a Coming to America Part 2 coming out. That is like one of my favorite movies.
Really?
It is.
I love it.
So this Saturday it's coming out?
Amazon Prime. Yep, this Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait.
And my favorite part in the movie is when they do the African dance. When he's going to meet his bride-to-be. And I hope they got a new African dance this week.
That was a funny part. I loved when he was in the bathtub, too. And he was with all the rose petals. And he had all the women that were washing him and all of that stuff. Like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I was actually flipping channels this week. And I saw, I had never seen it. There was a movie on, it was called Like a Boss with, and I'm probably going to mess up her name, but Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek was in it. Yes. So I'm like, oh my God, this looks funny. And I started watching it and I was like, oh my God, I was laughing my ass off. My favorite part of the movie was blueberry waffles, which apparently is when women have zombie hairy areas down there and it's not landscape for their man. And I'm like, oh my God, I learned a new word, blueberry waffles. I am sure gonna have to use that one day. So, but the other part I liked about the movie is that, and I always find meanings and when I'm writing, talking, whatever, I'm just one of these, I draw meanings from movies and books and whatever. And I like the part that it said, ride or die. Like you have a ride or die friend or BFF. It reminds me of like Grey's Anatomy when they said you have your person. You know, we all need a person. And it reminds me of just like the communities that we build, why we have this podcast, how you and I became friends and just hanging out. It's that you need a person right. to kind of like hang on to. And when you're struggling or having a rough day, it's like, yeah, you have that go-to person that you can laugh with. And when you find some funny shit like blueberry waffles, you can just laugh with them. So that's my movie of the week. If you haven't seen it, Like a Boss, so funny. I think it's on Epix right now. Gotta watch it if you're just kind of, you know, looking for a movie to watch.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that movie. My favorite part is when they go to the mall or the, well, I don't know if it's a mall or if it's the, if it's the headquarters where Selma Hayek works, and she, they be trying to pull her up because they be trying to run from the security guards, and he throw the purse at the security
yes.
guard.
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry, that's my favorite part of that movie.
That is,
and I do, and I took. It was funny, like you said, you take something from anything you watch. It could be a comedy, it could be a murder, whatever. But I did like their, how they put their business together. Like she was the business and Tiffany Haddish was the brilliance behind the business, and they merged it together and they grew up together and they depended on one another, and how one person making come in and try to deter that, but you know, this person been having my back all my life. So before we do this, we gonna stop and we gonna revamp and do something else. And that's basically, if you listen, that's basically what having like a chronic illness is about sometimes. Because sometimes you gotta stop, you gotta get, like you said, a support system, and you gotta revamp your whole life to get to where you are now. Like with me, sometimes I laugh at myself a lot. I mean, some mornings I wake up, and like I tell you all the time, I wake up like, am I going to see? Because if I can't see, I'm going to have to go. If I can't see, I got to do something different. You know, so you can take, that movie is something you can take from that. Even though it's a comedy, you can take something from that movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Alyssa. So now it is time for your fashion update. What do you got for us this week?
Well, this week I was actually online this week looking at the you know, the spring colors. You know, we're about to get into spring. The cool weather is coming. I'm not gonna say cold because it's cool, but here in New Orleans you might get hot weather. I don't think we could think cool thoughts, but we might get hot weather. So the colors are yellow and pink. And with that being said, sometimes we wear what we feel. Yellows are like happy colors. Pinks are like happy colors. I personally like black, even though black is a gloom doom color. I basically like black because it makes me look skinny. But
I love black.
I'm going to try.
Can't go wrong with a black dress.
I'm going to try to start. Nothing wrong with black. I'm not saying that. Not saying you're depressed because you have black on. I'm just saying I wouldn't say that's a big, you know, cheerful color, but
that's,
I like
right.
it. But I think I want to start wearing more colorful things, like colorful dresses and colorful, you know, things like that. So this week in fashion, ladies, I'll challenge you, everybody, to just buy one colorful something. Put it on and see how you feel. Because even dealing with the illnesses that we deal with, even dealing with insurance companies, because sometimes you might put on that yellow dress and be a badass with that insurance company and say, look, I need my goddamn medicine. So, and that red dress or that pink
right
dress
now.
Made you feel that way. So, dealing with that, I think we should all challenge ourselves. And I'm going to make a challenge and I'm going to post it to buy something yellow, because I don't think I own anything yellow. So to buy a feel-good color to make us feel good. Get up, get dressed, put your makeup on, put your lashes on, put your bracelets on. Even if we having a bad day, just get up and get dressed and live out loud, even with your illnesses, even with whatever's going on in life. So that is my fashion go-to for this week. I got another one coming up next week. So
I love it, Alyssa. And you are so right about colors. You know, last year I was like exactly what you're saying. I've always been the type that always wore black. I was one of, as my daughter says, a gothic. Oh, mom, you were gothic back then? Yeah, I was one of those ones, pale face, gothic clothes, you know, in the punk scene. But last year, I literally had all black clothes. I go to Victoria's Secret, and yeah, I buy the same pair of black underwear, all same con, same style, everything. Like, I don't deviate. But last year, I decided, like you're saying, to put color into my wardrobe. And I got a lot of green, and it's just a color that makes me happy. And so you are so right. Just find that color. Yellow is a beautiful color. Today's the first day of spring. So what better day than, like Alyssa said, to put some color into your wardrobe? Now, Alyssa's all about the happy. You know, she's giving you the colors and all of that. My hobby is true crime, so I'm bringing y'all a little darkness for a second. But it does kind of go with, too, in my story. The other day I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about just like your healing journey and stuff like that. And just like it's the first day of spring, many people don't realize that unless you're a hiker, March 15th is usually the opening day that a lot of people go to the Appalachian Trail, and they start it in the beginning, and that's where they start it, and that's the start of the Appalachian Trail journey, which goes all the way up into Maine. So I follow a lot of hikers on social media, and as I was talking to my friend, I said, you know, I feel like I could do this. I just want to pack my backpack, which is like this 70-pound backpack that I have. And this would be so great for me right now to put it on, go start that journey. With my fatigue and my migraines, it might not take me a year like everyone else. It might take me freaking 5 years to get it done. And my friend tells me, Christine, I mean, I thought when you were diagnosed with all of this, I could stop worrying about you for once, because every time you would go out there, you know, I was worried about you getting, now she didn't worry about the bears and the lion. Well, in Colorado, she'd worry about the mountain lions, but like on the Appalachian Trail, she'd worry about the bears, but she was also worried about the serial killers. And so that's how I'm getting to the topic of my true crime, is that the serial killers on the Appalachian Trail. So as I was doing some research, I remembered not only was the original Olympic bomber hid out on the Appalachian Trail many years ago, but in 2019, they actually had a guy, and his name was James Jordan. And he was on the trail. He started like enticing people and like really aggravating them in the Tennessee part. So people were noticing that he was acting weird and all kind of crazy. They had reported him, but nothing really was done about him. So he continued his journey on the Appalachian Trail. Then he gets to Virginia, and that's when shit turned bad, like literally turned bad. This psycho, which he's actually, his trial is set for September of this year. So that's why it kind of popped up too. And so what happened was, is one night, Crazy Pants on the Appalachian Trail in Virginia, he goes and he starts, they had this four people and they were in their tents, and he starts like going out by their tent, and he's like banging pots and pans, and he's like doing all kind of weird shit by their tent. Now, I'm telling you right now, if that was me and I was by myself on the Appalachian Trail in my little tent with my sleeping bag, I would be like, oh my God, I'm gonna effing die. I'm gonna die out here. And it's not a bear, it's a freaking human. And he had a machete. So not only is he banging pots and pans, but he has a machete. And he winds up going after these four people. He winds up killing one guy, and then the other three try to run away. One person, actually, one of the girls, winds up acting like she's dead and plays dead. And yeah, so that is where my true crime story is. And he is a sick fuck, is all I can say. He tried to plead temporary insanity, but recently the judge said, no go, you are not insane. You knew what you were doing and you are being tried for this crime. So if you want more information on it, his name is James Jordan, and it was the Appalachian Trail murders of 2019. All right, so let's get to those insurance companies. You know, recently I had this issue a few weeks ago with my Emgality shots, and I was trying to stay off of crazy train mode because I didn't realize that I needed a prior authorization, that it was time for, I had gotten one previously, but I didn't realize the authorization was up. So I went to refill my medicine, and lo and behold, I needed a prior authorization. Well, of course, I started freaking out because I was afraid of my migraine getting worse with pain. And so I started just putting my thoughts out there on social media. And I realized how many people actually deal with this on a daily basis. Not only the prior authorizations, but also how their treatments are stopped. And sometimes their insurance companies just totally stop paying for things. And this is becoming more and more of an issue. So that's what we wanted to gab about today.
Yeah, I think that's a travesty. I've personally had that happen to me recently with one of my medications, and it wasn't even for the intracranial hypertension. It was actually for my blood pressure medicine. And I was like, okay, so you tell me I need this to manage my blood pressure. And I'm okay with taking it. I'm okay with doing what I'm supposed to do. But then you just abruptly stop it because I need an authorization, or it's a new year and we're doing different things and this medication is not covered under this insurance anymore. Okay, so with that being said, I think just like you want things in advance, you should give us a notice in advance because we don't get those. And a lot of people say they don't get those. You don't. They just stop. Cold turkey. Like, so what if I was bedbound and couldn't get out and do what I needed to do for myself or advocate for myself? Where do we go from there?
Right. And it's sad because you see it so many times. And although, you know, I try and look at things and laugh and find the humor in things, you know, by the fifth day, I was really, my migraine symptoms were increasing and I was having anxiety. And I remember being at work and I looked at my coworkers and I was like, okay, I'm going downstairs and I'm going to see if my medicine's ready. I'm just telling y'all straight up that if I get down there and it's not, you know, in the hospitals, we have different codes for everything, code blue, code pink. And I was like, y'all might hear code white, which is disgruntled person downstairs, because I might just lose my shit. So if you hear code white in the pharmacy, you know Christine has lost her shit in the pharmacy. Am I right? Because that's how you feel.
Right. And I know, I remember that day personally, we were at work and I said, Christine, don't go stand on top of the people counter.
It's like, that's what you want to do. You want to say, where the hell is my medicine?
But exactly, because if you don't have the medicine, how am I supposed to treat myself like you asked me to treat myself, like the doctors? I just think if we comply with what the doctor's saying, why can't the insurance companies comply with what's going on, or just authorize it for the rest of my life? Because obviously I'm going to have this condition for the rest of my life. So why can't you just, there's an authorization across the board. I don't get that. I don't get if It's like it's a red tape. It's always a red tape thing. It's always a money thing. It's never just what's the best for the patient or what's best for the, in that case, what's best for the consumer who has to purchase this medicine.
Right. And, you know, I do feel bad for the doctors sometimes because they don't necessarily know what your prescriptions are going to cost always, number one. Number two, right. You know, they're in this loophole because they're either with large corporations that they work for. They obviously need to, they got into medicine because they want to treat patients. They want to help patients, but yet their hands are tied because of insurance companies. You know, I read on a blog post recently that someone, their physician is not going to take insurances anymore or certain insurances because they're not getting reimbursed properly. And this person actually has healthcare issues that she's going to have to go out and find another specialist, restart all over again. And that's just so frustrating as a patient to have to deal with that, you know? And I'm sure it's frustrating for the doctors too.
It is. It's frustrating because, first of all, you built a rapport with these patients and you know everything about them, but now your hands are tied because I need to get paid because I have to pay my employees. I have to, you know, I have an overhead and the insurance companies are not coming directly and giving me the correct information about how I'm going to get paid or if what these authorizations are about. So at this point, you have to let go of a group of people who you've been treating for a long time and they have to start over with a new doctor. Now, you are if you're a compassionate person and your heart of hearts, is the next doctor going to treat this person like a human being or they're going to just be sitting at the computer just saying, what are your symptoms? Because granted, we have those type of doctors. You know, they just sit at the computer, what's your symptoms? Oh, you've been doing this, you've been doing that, da 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 da, and that's it. But you may be that doctor who sits there with that crying patient saying, I don't know what's going on. I don't, you know, this. I have good days, I have bad days, I have in-between days. And though now you can't take this patient because of a red tape with insurance. So I get it. I, you know, and whoever this person who you were speaking of, you know, now it's probably at the end, like, she's probably like, you know what, I don't even care no more. And you right. hate to be like that because if you stop caring, then you don't know what will happen to you.
Yeah. And, you know, I spoke about this on one of my podcasts before, but back a few months ago when I was having like a lot of anxiety and stuff, I had gone to a doctor and, you know, they had prescribed me medicine for anxiety. I have insurance through my company. Obviously, the doctor, when he sent the prescription, did not realize how much it was going to cost. I understand sometimes doctors automatically want to send you a 90-day supply. I am not a big fan of 90-day supplies because not everyone can afford a 90-day supply sometimes. I may only have enough money for 30 days, but automatically they want to send 90-day supplies for stuff. So I get to the pharmacy, and at that time I was on medical leave. So, you know, I was not getting paid at my job because I was still dealing with short-term disability insurance and fighting with them, which that's a whole nother story, whole nother day. I get to the pharmacy and the little guy is like checking me out and he tells me that my prescription for anxiety, now granted, I went to the doctor for anxiety. Let's remember that. He tells me my anxiety prescription is like $114. And I said, excuse me? Like, it's what? And he said, it's $114. I said, you couldn't have possibly run my insurance. He said, no, I did. I said, no, you have to run that again. That is not possibly my copay. So he runs it again. And he's like, no, it's $114. Like, what are you giving me? Are you giving me some type of super crack anxiety pill for $114? Like, what are you giving me? So he gets the little manager. They check in again, making sure, because I'm freaking out at this point. You want to talk anxiety? I'm having more anxiety. People in the CVS are looking at me like, this woman is losing her mind at the CVS counter. And they're like, no, ma'am, that is your, you know, that's how much it costs. That's your copay. My parents were with me, thank God. And they come over there to quiet me down. And of course, you know, they wind up paying for it. And then they take me out for tacos after because, because I've done lost my mind that that's how much the prescription is. So even with insurance, you know, and even if they do cover things, like, that is insane. And it was because the prescription was for a 90-day supply. And that's how much, yeah, gave me more anxiety, more anxiety.
So I have a little story about insurance. So I had, this is about 2-3 years ago, maybe 4. I had gotten bad sinus infection. So I was like sick, really sick. And so they sent all my prescriptions to the CVS, And I was like, okay. So I went to the, so when I went to CVS to pick them up, she was like, well, you have insurance. I was like, yeah, I have insurance. So when I gave him my insurance card, he's like, well, you have to do this other type of card, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, but that card at home. I said, well, how much of my prescriptions without the card? Because I really don't feel good. I need the medicine. I just want to go home, right? Well, everything is $90 for four prescriptions. So I was married at the time, and my husband was like, nah, we're not about to pay that. Let's go home. If you don't want to come back, I'll come back. Let's go home and look for this card. So we left. I went and got the card because I knew what exactly what card they was talking about. I went and put my hand right on the card. Came back. I filled everything out online on the way to CVS. Came back. I was in a system. He scanned my card. Guess how much my insurance, guess how much my medicines were.
How much?
Nothing.
That is crazy.
I had no copay.
That is crazy.
So I was like, okay, so I have an insurance card outside of, you know, I have my insurance card, but I need this extra card to pay to get my medicines for nothing.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. Now, I was having the same anxiety you were having because my ears was ringing, my nose was snotting. I just wanted this medicine so I could feel better. But because I needed a particular insurance card versus paying zero monies and $90. And like, I was like, at this point, I was just so sick. I was like, yeah, just take the $90 and let's just be out. But like I said, my husband was like, nah, we're not about to do that. We, you know, you pay for this insurance. Let's go find this card. So I knew exactly what card he was talking about because I think I had just gotten the card like 2-3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. 3 weeks prior to that happening. And I went there, put my hand on the card. We went back and it was like nothing. And my husband was like, see, you about to pay $100 for medicine and you didn't really have to pay for it. I was like, yeah. And then once I got better, I was like, now this don't make no sense. What's the difference? What's the difference? I never really, I wanted to know what the difference was.
And it makes you wonder, like, why, you know, just like the short-term disability insurance companies, like, what protocols do they have that they're like, okay, we're not going to cover this anymore. It may be working and proven that it's working. Like, what research do they use that they're like, we're just not going to cover this medicine anymore? You know?
And that's what I don't understand. What is the, if you have insurance, they say you need medical insurance to survive and get tested and all that good stuff. They say you need all that, but what protocols do they use to deny medications? Oh, no, you need a new authorization for that, or no, we don't cover that anymore. And they don't tell you all that when you're signing up for this. They tell you all the good parts. Oh, you're going to be able to do this, and you should be able to do that, and this, that, and the third. But they don't sit down and tell you, well, after this 90 days is up, we might not carry that no more. So you might want to look for a new prescription, and that's not fair.
Right.
You know, because we can't say after the 90 days is up, I can't use this medical insurance anymore because I need it. because you never know when you're going to get sick. So,
and that's why it takes our voices and it takes us to stand up and say and keep bringing light to the situation. Hey, something's not right about this, you know?
Right.
And I didn't realize, you know, back when I had started with the migraine after COVID, and I finally found, I'm not going to name the medicine, but I have a medicine that I take for breakthrough migraine. I call it my holy grail medicine because I'm telling you, when I take it, it's a newer medicine for migraine and it doesn't make you sleepy and things like that. And so I call it the holy grail. So when I was on different message boards for COVID and for migraine, and people are asking, like, what do you take? What's helped you? Especially in the COVID community, because so many people have migraine now from post-COVID symptoms, but they weren't ever had migraine before. So they weren't used to or know what's out there. So I would say, oh, well, this medicine is what my doctor prescribed me, and it's the holy grail. It works wonderful. It, you know, helps with light sensitivity. It helps with nausea. But come to find out, I didn't realize that most insurance companies aren't covering it. And it's so expensive for 8 little pills that even people who are like active military and stuff don't have access to it. So then I was like, oh shit, I got to keep working just so I can afford these little migraine pills because my insurance covers it. Thank God. Otherwise, I don't know what I would do. So it really, it's sad that across the board, people don't have access to the same treatments and they have to use older treatments because their insurances don't cover the newer treatments. I think that's messed up.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a bunch of I think a lot of it is a bunch of bullshit. And, you know, they say Botox help, but who's going to want to walk around with their eyes bucked all day? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I haven't used the Botox yet. I haven't. That hasn't been my option.
But I'm not going to lie. If you know, that's a good thing. If you ever get a... if you ever need it, you can, is an option.
Yeah, that's true. It is an option.
Will your insurance cover it?
It does cover it. It does, but that's what's sad is some people's insurance doesn't cover it, and that's not right.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You have to know what your insurance covers and what it does not cover. And like you said, you may not need the Botox because you have your holy grail pill. But somebody else may need the Botox and their insurance does not cover that.
Exactly. So, well, Alyssa, what other words of wisdom or things would you like to share this week with our gabbers?
My words of wisdom this week is love on the person, love on everybody you're with, because you never know when it's going to be the last time you see them. So every time you see someone that you know, just give them a hug. Even though we're in the COVID time, put your mask on and give them a hug, because you never, never, ever know when it's going to be the last time you see them. And I'm not talking death. I'm just talking about they may move away. They may, you know, get sick. I'm just saying love on everybody you can love on. That's we're living in some horrible times right now, so we need to love.
I love it. That is so true. I guess for me, it's just, you know what? Even when you have chronic illness, chronic migraine, chronic whatever, choose to be chronically happy, even in this journey. You know, none of us ask for this. None of us ask for migraine. Alyssa, you didn't ask for your intracranial hypertension. But you know what? Here we are. So let's just make the best of it. And that's what I have.
And keep a sunshine smile on your face with your chronic, even with your chronic illnesses. Keep a smile. I mean, just this Saturday, I had the worst headache. And like I said, I laid in a bed, but I just got up and was like, you know what? I'm going to just have to fight through this. So, yeah, just love and smile.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thank y'all for joining us again today. Drop some comments for us. And until next time, laugh a lot, laugh often, and dance like everybody's watching. Who gives a shit if they're watching?